It's a special time of year because we make an extra effort to check in with our far-flung friends and reminisce about our childhood memories of years gone by as our traditions make new memories for the next generation. Hey, I'm Rick Steves. For the hour ahead, we're visiting with friends new and old as they brighten our holidays with tales of how they observe the Christmas season where they live and introduce us to a few characters that you wouldn't expect to find in a Norman Rockwell Christmas card. Coming up, let's celebrate Christmas in Amsterdam, Rome, Stockholm, Croatia, Sardinia, and even Costa Rica. Let's start out in southern Germany with a look at a Bavarian Christmas, the kind most Americans imagine, with the smell of hot mulled wine wafting in from just down the street. Stefan Wagner is a journalist based in Munich who writes about North America for a German audience. Right now, through the magic of radio on Travel with Rick Steves, Stefan helps us celebrate the season the way they do in Bavaria. Stefan, thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Rich. Merry Christmas to you too and everybody out there.
I should say, Frohe Weihnachten.
That's what you would say, yes.
So, when we're in Germany, what is the, I guess, first of all, Germany is a lot of different regions. You live in the south of Germany. That's more traditional, more conservative, more church-going than the north, would you say?
Yeah, it's more Catholic, most of all. If you look at the German people, there's about a third are Catholic, a third are Protestant, and a third are different denominations. But the influence of Christianity are massive. We have a lot of religious holidays that everybody gets off. You probably wouldn't even know most of them, from Epiphany to St. Mary Ascension Day.
That's what is interesting to me, because Christmas is a month long in Europe when you consider St. Nicholas Day and you consider the 12 days after Christmas when finally the wise men brought the gifts and this sort of thing. What is the, in your mind, as a child, what is the Christmas holiday schedule? Like, what would matter to the kids? What's the first day that even registers for them that it's holiday season?
I would think it's the 1st of December. We have these Christmas calendars, the Advent calendar. It's a countdown for Christmas, 24 little presents that you get. And of course, it builds up to the big day, which is, in our case, on the 24th.
Okay.
You usually have a light meal of sausages and potato salad at lunchtime. And then in the evening, of course, it's present time. 25th, everything's pretty much over. You get to sleep in and digest. And maybe have a big meal, but the present day is
so that's the climax.
24th.
And if people do go to church, do they normally go midnight mass or do they go the next morning?
It would be the evening of the 24th, midnight mass. Mm-hmm. And growing up as a kid, I really thought that Bethlehem was in Germany because it was very, very German-centered. A lot of the Christmas traditions obviously are from Germany, with the Christmas tree.
You can thank Martin Luther for that 500 years ago. He wanted to set Bethlehem in the location where people were so they could relate to it. I was fascinated by going to the museum in Innsbruck where they have all the manger scenes, the Presepe,
mm-hmm.
and they're all set in Germany.
Yeah, the nativity scenes are a big deal. You also have a massive museum in Munich where you can have hundreds of wood-carved scenes of nativity.
Churches go full board for that. You can step into the church and see these massive nativity scenes, and they're just, well, of course, here in Bavaria, which is the land of good wood carvers.
Exactly. But it's not just those things. I think for me, a big part of Christmas was also going to the cemetery at night, Christmas Eve. Go to a cemetery around Christmas. All the lights are on. It's incredibly moving and touching. Everybody visits their relatives. All the candles are on. Beautiful.
I've seen that in other countries, and it is very touching. On Christmas Eve and other special days, the candles in the cemeteries. So the past loved ones are there in spirit with the people still living.
You reconvene. You reunite.
I love that. Now, Munich has so many traditions in so many ways. And it seems all over the world there's different Santa Claus characters. Who's Santa Claus in Germany?
We have St. Nicholas. It happens on the 5th or 6th of December. He's the good guy. He brings you presents, little presents.
So you went from December 1st to the 24th. There's a few stops along the way.
A few stops along the way to build up the experience. But of course, there is a mean, evil guy that accompanies St. Nicholas. His name is Krampus in southern Germany.
And you say it with a mean edge.
He's wicked. People cry, and not just kids. He comes along. He has massive chains that he rattles, black clothes, sort of soot all over his face. And he's the mean twin of Santa Claus. He tells the kids what they didn't do right last year.
So he's the parental devised incentive for kids to be good kids all year long, or Krampus will get you.
Krampus will get you. And I just did a story last year on Krampus groups. They are booming all over southern Germany and northern Austria. There's hundreds of them now, people dressing up and walking in the streets dressed up like Krampus. Big events, up to 50,000 people go there to watch it. Yeah, you should definitely, if you happen to be in Germany or Austria, then...
No way, it would give me nightmares.
You won't sleep for a while.
Oh my, I want St. Nicholas. He's my man.
Well, it's not you who decides who's going to come.
It's not you, if you're naughty or you're nice. Stefan Wagner is a journalist based in Munich who writes about social trends, travel science, and politics in North America for German publications. He's giving us a peek at the Bavarian Christmas season traditions from his corner of Germany right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Of course, in Germany, I mean, everybody loves to go to the Christmas markets. What is your take on Christmas markets in Bavaria?
There's a whole range, and you, of course, probably know the ones in Nuremberg and Munich and some of the bigger cities that are a must. They're like the Colosseum in Rome. You just got to go and see and eat your sausage and have your gingerbread and buy little knickknacks. Super romantic stuff, lights all over the place, Christmas music. Definitely worth a couple hours. But I highly recommend you to go to some smaller towns. Every town has its own Christmas market. Go there, soak in the atmosphere, not many tourists there. Just be there and enjoy, sit back, relax, listen. Use your senses, listen, smell, and dream of a white Christmas.
Oh, I love that. Use your senses, for sure. And when you go to a Bavarian Christmas market, you do get a sense of genuineness, authenticity. There are standards. You're not going to have cheap trinkets from faraway lands. It's handmade. It's local. It has a roots in that particular heritage.
And nobody would put up any of this plastic stuff on their Christmas trees anyway. You really want the wood carved. You want the hand-blown glass Christmas balls. It's a very important event.
I'm not into buying Christmas trinkets that much, but if you looked at my tree, I have to say there's probably more ornaments on my tree from little shops in Germany than from any other place on the planet.
And I'm married to an American, so when it comes to decorating a Christmas tree, there's a big difference. My wife, Laura, she loves the colorful and lots of stuff. And Germans are more, if I may say so, on the modest side. You just want white Christmas balls and a few candles and not overloaded. It's a different look at Christmas. It's a lot more, as I think, focusing on what Christmas is all about instead of just having a massive party.
When we made our TV show, that was most of my experience in Germany on Christmas. We filmed two different families, and they each had a wonderful Christmas dinner filled with tradition. I'll never forget, Stefan, the children had not seen the tree yet, and the tree was decorated and the gifts were under it until a certain time, and then they opened the doors.
Yeah.
Does that happen in Bavaria?
When I look back at my years as a kid, it's been a while, but you don't get to go in the living room until there's a little bell. You go in there, the Christmas tree is lit, you get your presents. And you're in heaven. And it's that sense of...
Wonder
of...
Wunder.
Wunderbar. Wunderbar ist Weihnachten. It's that sense of, being surprised and having something that's not an everyday thing.
You know, I wasn't even part of the family. And I was just beaming with delight to see the wonder on the children's faces when that door opened. It was a real festival.
It's the little things.
Talking about wonder on the children's face, I remember the delight in kids helping grandma make the cookies. What are your baking memories for Christmas season?
It's a big part of Christmas. It's a big part of this incredible buildup that you have as you go along the whole month of December. There's the baking weekends where you get ready and then the cookies are done and the gingerbread.
Everything is stoked by that wonderful Advent calendar. So each day you've got a little mini festival.
It's the countdown. It's like Cape Canaveral for Christmas.
Stefan, I distinctly remember the Christmas dinner. When you think back on the special Christmas dinners with your family gathered, especially when you were younger, what comes to mind? What makes it a Bavarian Christmas or a Munich Christmas dinner?
A Munich dinner would be the goose, having goose. No turkey. It's not Thanksgiving, obviously, But on the 24th, we do have a smaller quick thing, mostly sausages, potato salad. Some families even just do soup because it's still the build-up. The parents are busy. They can't waste time on making the meals. They're trying to get the room ready for the children to have the Christmas tree lit and the presents ready. So the next day on the 25th is when the time is to play with those presents. And when you have a big Christmas lunch or dinner, it's a lot of time goose, it's duck, it's always heavy, it's with dumplings and also a little bit of salad occasionally.
And you've got to have some hot spiced wine, don't you?
Absolutely. And if you go to those Christkindl markets, it's the big thing to do. You just stand there in the cold, holding a warm mug of hot spiced wine. Obviously, you run into other people, so your coats are usually covered with hot spiced wine as well. But it's that thing warming you from inside. It's the one thing that really makes you feel warm in the wintertime. There's few people who walk away with less than 3 cups.
So that'll warm you up. And to remind ourselves how green Germany is, it wouldn't be a plastic cup or a styrofoam cup. I remember it was definitively a porcelain cup.
It's a ceramic mug. And yeah, you can also take them home after paying a little bit of money too. But it's definitely a memory that you really want to keep because it reminds you of this incredibly special time that we have in Germany before Christmas. And it's something anybody should experience at least once.
And we've talked about this before, but I just love this word, gemütlich. What is gemütlich and how does that apply to Christmas?
Gemütlich is when you sit together in a small room. It's warm, you have good food, and you enjoy each other's company. I think it's mostly about a harmonious time together spent with people you love. And I think what else could Christmas be?
We call it cozy.
Cozy.
And gemütlich would be cozy, and gemütlichkeit would be cozy time, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I hope you have a gemütlichkeit and frohe Weihnachten.
Frohe Weihnachten to you and everybody out there, Rick.
We've got more fun for the holidays just ahead as we hear about the one-of-a-kind Christmas traditions of the Netherlands and Rome, plus how they celebrate on the Mediterranean island of Sardinia, in Croatia and Sweden, and even Costa Rica in Central America. The party's just getting started. Stay with us. It's Travel with Rick Steves.